This is McKinsey Recruiting, a podcast created to help you learn more about McKinsey & Company. My name is Sydney Streets, and I'm here to answer your questions about McKinsey Recruiting, show you what it's like to work for McKinsey, and explain why, when you leave, you're a McKinsey alum, not a former employee. In this episode, I'm joined by Frank Cicillo and Austin Kevitz. We're discussing McKinsey's technology careers. We'll cover how the firm is growing and which of these roles we're recruiting recent grads for. Enjoy. Frank and Austin, it is so great to be with you guys. I'm really excited to kind of dig in more about the tech space and about what McKinsey is doing in the tech space these days. Frank, I'd love to start with you. Can you tell me a bit about your role and your journey to McKinsey?
Sure. So hi, everybody. Frank Cicillo. I'm based in New York, and I lead tech recruiting for North America at McKinsey. So what that means is basically any technical role, whether it's client facing or software app building or internally facing, is managed by my team. And I work with a team of recruiters that is around 40 in total in North America to deliver the best tech talent in our region.
And how did you join McKinsey? Where were you before, and kind of why McKinsey? Why did you join McKinsey to do more in the tech space?
Well, I've been in recruiting for a while now. I guess it's been around 18 or 19 years, and almost all of my career has been spent on technology recruiting and in the consulting industry. And I worked for a few competitors in the past, but this is definitely like the top-notch brand in consulting, the best of the best work here. And when I had the opportunity to come on board, I was very excited to do that, especially because I knew the caliber of the folks that I would get to work alongside in recruiting and the clients internally that I would serve in meeting their hiring needs. But also I knew that it was a time of change for the firm where we have been, I think, radically evolving our whole client service model to become much more technology enabled. And there's a huge transformation of the firm that's been a huge part of that change that has been driven by recruiting. And so that's meant that, you know, we've had a direct impact on the way the firm evolves and also specifically changing the way that we have done recruiting. So there's been a lot of exciting projects and initiatives that have been involved in addition to helping our team be successful in hiring. And those were the big reasons.
That's awesome. I definitely want to circle back on that. But before we continue, Austin, I'd love to have you introduce yourself. And can you tell me a bit about your role and what brought you to McKinsey?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks so much for having me today. So I am Austin Kevitz. I am a recruiter based in the Atlanta office and have done a mix of both experienced hire and as campus tech recruiting here at the firm. So mainly in the engineering space, but have also leaned into other areas and had a chance to work with different regions and teams and have been here a little over 3 years now. And then in terms of what brought me to the firm, I was referred by a colleague who was here at the time and admittedly didn't know much about McKinsey in the tech space. And so very similar to some of what Frank mentioned, was very intrigued just by kind of what this transformation that was going on and kind of the importance placed on digital and tech. And, took a bit of a leap of faith and excited to just kind of see everything that's evolved over the past few years and where we're headed.
So let's get into that. Frank, can you talk to me a bit more about how McKinsey is growing and what are we trying to achieve in the tech space?
I think that we have a few lofty goals that we've been aiming at for the past few years. And some of those are about external transformation and some of them are about internal transformation. And what I mean by that is, I think first and foremost, McKinsey is aiming to become the foremost leader in digital transformations in the consulting industry. And we've had a number of accolades that have come through from prominent research firms like Gartner and Kennedy recently, indicating that we've been very successful in this regard with our clients in a variety of different sectors and for a variety of different functions. And we have built a number of different capabilities from analytics to software and cloud engineering, you know, to a variety of others that have, I think, positioned us to be able to lead our clients through, you know, very transformative change to, you know, increasingly digitally enable our clients and enhance their businesses in ways that they haven't been before. And so everything that we have been doing in recruiting has been in support of that objective. I think a supporting objective is that kind of internally facing transformation point that I mentioned as well, which is at the same time that we have been hoping to do this for our clients, we've also been transforming our own consulting delivery mechanism by bringing in lots of talented technologists who will support technology applications that we use in the delivery of our consulting impact for clients. So what I mean by that is there are a number of software products that we now bring to the table as part of our go-to-market strategy with a lot of the clients that we work with in different sectors, such as analytics platforms or program management offices that are digitally enabled. All these different tactics that we use are now, you know, more explicitly enabled by technology, which we are bringing, you know, to our clients to kind of more rapidly enable the kind of impact we would typically take weeks to do in the form of a more classic McKinsey strategy study or project. So now a lot of that is automated. The results come much faster, and we've built out that capability throughout our consulting capabilities at the firm. So being involved in this moment has meant, you know, supporting the firm's initiative to transform our clients digitally, but also transforming ourselves in the same way.
That's fascinating. Are there any public sort of client stories you can share about things we've delivered on, whether it's with a current client or a past one?
Oh boy. I want to be careful about this here because at McKinsey, we treat our client relationships and confidentiality around those very, very seriously. But I guess rather than getting myself in trouble on this, I might direct the listeners to our website where we have a number of stories that are out there in the public that people can read about. And I think there's a lot there. You know, we've worked in every industry from like professional sports to healthcare. You know, there's a number of things that we've done, you know, that are really fascinating involving analytics and other types of digital transformation. So I think going to the website is your best bet and should have plenty to read there.
Sounds good. Fair enough. Okay. So based on what you guys just described, it seems like there are two sort of factions of what we're doing to grow in the tech space. So one is client facing. So, you know, helping our clients directly advance with technology that they're looking to use. And the other would be building products that then our client service teams can use to be faster and smarter. Is that right?
I would say absolutely. I think what's interesting to your point though is if you are a technologist and someone who, you know, is exploring a potential career at McKinsey, you can do both of those things. And so if you see yourself wanting to be on, you know, a product team and really owning maybe a software product like Frank described, that is then used with our clients, externally, you can do that. Or if you see yourself, you know, wanting to work in more of the client facing, you know, weekly travel on site with our clients and helping them build and do things together in digital transformations, we also have those roles. So sort of regardless of which path you want to take, I think what's unique in the current day in the firm is that we now offer roles in both of those areas based on kind of what your interests are as a potential tech candidate at McKinsey.
Mm-hmm. That's super helpful, Austin.
And one of the things I'm most excited about here is that is the fact that the firm has really taken a step forward in terms of building internal communities for those technical people. And I think one of the perhaps the concerns that some technical candidates have about engaging with us might be, you know, what's it going to be like to be a technologist who works for a consulting firm? versus a technologist that would work for a tech firm? You know, am I going to be treated the same way? And will I have the same community? And will I have access to the same learning opportunities that I would elsewhere? And I think the firm has taken some big steps in recent years. I'm very excited about where we have enabled explicit, you know, communities around software and cloud engineering or data science or agile transformation or product management or digital and service design, where, you know, we have these communities of people now that are comprised of people that have that common technical skill set. And it doesn't matter whether they serve clients directly or whether they build these applications that are used to support client work, or even if they're implementing technologists that just support the rest of the firm, all the consultants in the field and everyone else. These people are all aligned by a common technical skill set. They're brought together in a single, you know, global community. They have access to the same learning opportunities and the same mentorship. And I think it's a big step forward that the firm has taken. And I think, you know, technologists looking to have that kind of growth and development opportunity in their next role should really, I think, feel confident that McKinsey is going to give them that because of these communities.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I guess if we get into the nitty gritty, Austin, can you kind of walk me through what are some of the roles that we're looking to hire for?
Absolutely. So specifically from campus, we're looking sort of in all those different areas of tech that Frank alluded to earlier. So anything from agile analysts to experienced designers, data scientists, as well as software and data engineers are all the sort of areas we'll be looking for both intern and full-time opportunities from campus.
Great. Which of those are you looking for from the undergraduate level versus those with master's degrees and beyond? How does that divvy out?
Yeah, so students with undergrad and master's degrees would be eligible for all of those areas. The only exception being our design team. They currently look for master's students only that are interested in intern roles. But the agile data science, data engineer, and software engineer roles are open to both undergrad and master's students.
Great. That's pretty exciting. I mean, for me, as someone who focuses on undergraduate recruiting, it's always awesome to be able to bring additional opportunities to campus. I mean, one question that I suspect we'll get will be around the interview process. I think for McKinsey in general, our interview process is pretty notorious. What does it look like for technology roles?
Yeah, so to your point, I think we get a lot of questions around that. And I'd say the most common thing we get is, you know, are there going to be case and personal experience interviews? And so in tech, we definitely have both of those elements. So candidates will experience a case of some sort, maybe more specific, though, to their actual technical expertise area, as well as our personal experience interviews that most candidates are going to be familiar with if they're familiar with McKinsey's process in general. But what's cool about the tech processes is they're much more relevant to, you know, specific experience that our candidates have. So, for example, our engineering candidates may go through a pair programming assessment or something of that nature, as well as, you know, technical experience interviews. Our design candidates actually are given a chance to do a portfolio review and presentation. So much more actually diving into the work that these students have done and being able to showcase their skills from a practical application standpoint throughout the interview process, while still blending in, you know, again, the case and PEI elements that most people are familiar with when they've started to familiarize with McKinsey's interview process.
Mm-hmm. Our interview process for, you know, the integrative consulting roles is pretty rigorous. There is a lot of support that's given to candidates. Is it the same on the tech side when it comes to sort of mentoring and buddying so they're coached up and prepared?
Yeah, so excited that we do have sort of the same resources there for our technical candidates in terms of, you know, having a buddy throughout the process and helping students navigate, again, what these structure and content of the interviews will look like. Because again, as you mentioned earlier, this is a new area for the firm. And some elements, while they are the same, you know, the content may be different. And some of the assessments will be obviously much different than what maybe a traditional business analyst candidate would go through. Mm-hmm. So we do have those resources from buddies, as well as some great content on the website as well, that'll help potential applicants prepare for those interviews.
Sort of last question on the nitty gritty. Are you looking for people in specific locations? Are there hubs for the tech space, or can someone be anywhere?
Yeah, so great question. And that's something I would probably recommend that people check out our website for all the postings. But in general, lots of roles and opportunities available in New York, Chicago, the San Francisco Bay Area, as well as Atlanta and Denver are some of the immediate locations that pop into my mind. But definitely, those are sort of the core markets where typically we have the campus tech opportunities, depending on the group. There's sort of a whole breakdown that students can check out and see, you know, specific locations and teams that are hiring on our website.
Great. I'd love to talk a little bit more about how the technologists work with the client service teams on a day-to-day basis. Can you talk a little bit more about that, Frank? Like what someone who's joining as a technologist can expect and how they get integrated within sort of traditional or McKinsey classic?
Absolutely. So there are, you know, certainly differences between, you know, the ways that the different technologists at our firm, you know, kind of focus their work. So even folks within that same kind of technical community, for example, software and cloud engineers, they might all have the similar skill set, but they apply it in different ways. So some of our folks are explicitly client facing, where, you know, they might actually be asked to develop a new application for our client that would be part of a larger you know, digital transformation effort. Or they might use that expertise to advise the client to build something themselves that would be in alignment with that further goal. Or we might have some technologists who work mostly in the office and don't go on site to clients as much because they are primarily focused on the build and delivery of these software products that enable a lot of the consulting work that we do for our clients. So those folks work, I think, more as like close-knit teams, you know, often in the office for, you know, to kind of continue to manage, you know, that product. And then lastly, we have other folks who are explicitly internally focused. We have, I think, we're around 60,000, you know, consulting personnel globally. And there is a large and growing tech team that builds all of the apps that support those consultants in the field and all of our other people for a variety of different tasks that are part of the day-to-day life of the firm. And so the firm itself is kind of going through this big, you know, digital transformation as well. And that team is actually at the forefront of delivering it. So there's some very talented people that are driving our own internal tech too. So, you know, you could be part of a community of like software engineers or data scientists or agile coaches, but how you kind of apply that expertise could vary greatly depending on the circumstances and the team you're part of.
I mean, so I think what I'm hearing is, you know, there are obviously a variety of options here. So for those with these tech skills, you have a plethora of opportunities, both at McKinsey and at other firms. When it comes to kind of thinking about McKinsey and then the other opportunities that some of these very tech-minded people have, what are some of the benefits to joining and being at McKinsey versus some of the big guys on, you know, in Silicon Valley?
I'll start this one, Austin, but it'd be great for you to chime in here as well. But what I think is one of the clearest reasons to join our firm is, number one, you will be surrounded by the best of the best in terms of people around you, recruited from some of the top you know, tech academic programs around the country and supported by some of the, you know, the best minds in the consulting business as well. So that's a great advantage to coming to work for us. Another is that the work is never going to get old. We have a continually changing set of challenges that our clients are coming to us to help solve. This is not the kind of place where you're going to get stuck working with the same app over and over again. You might at a tech firm and just continuing to iterate on different versions of that. With us, it's going to be a new challenge, you know, every few weeks or even every day. And then I think also the last part of this is that the impact of the work that you have, you can actually see resonating you know, with the biggest names in business in the world. So through those clients, we are actually making a really huge impact on the world through technology. So if that's the kind of thing that excites you, I think this is a great place for a technologist to work.
Awesome. And I would just chime in there, Frank, too, specifically on that point around the variety of work. I think that's something I experience a lot as a recruiter working with our campus population in the tech space is, you know, the tech firms versus sort of the consulting route and just the variety of industry exposure you'll have. Obviously, McKinsey being a global firm, there's all the international opportunities, you know, down the road if folks are interested in things like that. And then I think the other big thing for me is just office community. So just the way we bring people together, both from a tech perspective, as we discussed earlier, as well as just your actual local office. So the fact that we have events where you may work with people who are, you know, in tech specifically, but we have our generalist consultants and people from various practices. And it's cool just to see sort of the atmosphere in the office and sort of how that all melts together now. And it's been just really cool to see it evolve these last couple of years.
Awesome. That's super helpful. I guess to wrap things up, I can't finish a recruiting podcast without getting you guys to give me some tips. So, you know, if someone is looking and thinking about joining McKinsey for one of these technology roles, what sort of advice would you give them about the interview process or about learning more? Any tips or tricks there?
For me, I would say my biggest piece of advice normally is definitely just to be yourself and also reflect on your experience prior to interviews. So as I was talking with you earlier about, you know, our process really gives technical candidates the opportunity to discuss their experience, show their practical skills and things like that. And so, you know, and really just not overthinking or overcomplicating it and just reflecting on what your capabilities are and how you're going to be able to apply those if you potentially work with a McKinsey team. As well as just thinking about how maybe some of the work that you've done has impacted others or teams that you've worked with, maybe in an academic setting or professional, and being able to effectively, you know, discuss that throughout some of the interviews you'll have with team members.
Great. Frank, any tips from you?
Yes. I love that one from Austin about being yourself. And to that, I think I would add three things. One is, no shocker, be prepared, right? There's a lot of resources on our website that can help inform you about what our assessment process is going to look like for you. There are moments where you're going to be asked to tell, you know, your best stories, such as in our PEI interviews, personal experience interviews. And I think you should be really thoughtful about selecting those stories. But going along with that, I would say also, make sure you're listening very well, right? That's one thing I think a lot of times interview subjects kind of miss, is that they go into a conversation very prepared to tell those stories, and they don't actually listen to the question, which is super important, especially in our interview process, where we're actually, you know, if we find that you haven't selected the proper story to get at the topical information we're trying to assess for, we're going to ask you to tell us a different one. So really do listen when you're being asked, you know, for what that story is. And then lastly, I would just say, remember that McKinsey is a place where we have a cultural norm here called the obligation to dissent. This means that everybody has a right to their own informed opinion and the ability to speak to that, even to partners and senior partners that are in the room. Those people, even though they might be very senior, are not always right. And so that kind of goes, I think, also towards, you know, Austin's point about like being yourself. You definitely have experience and perspective that we want to learn from as well. So, you know, don't be afraid to share that and just, you know, own it and do your best.
Awesome. I've learned a lot here. So thanks, Frank. Thanks, Austin. This was great.
To learn more about McKinsey's technology roles, how to apply, and tons of other information, check out mckinsey.com/careers.